You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We're hours away from Election Day 2020, and here's the big question that will be answered once the votes are tallied. Could this year be the year when young voters break turnout records and possibly swing the election one way or another? Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, spoke with two people working to get out the vote on Idaho college campuses. Shayon Sheen is a student and the government relations officer for the Associated Students at Boise State University. And Amber Schneider is the program coordinator at the Center for Volunteerism and Social Action at the University of Iowa.
Could you each give me a sense of engagement among students on your respective campuses? Amber, tell me about the U of I.
Yeah, absolutely, George. So we've been hosting quite a few in-person and online events so far this semester. We've logged about over 500 hours of tabling, educating students about the election and getting them registered and requesting absentee ballots. So in preparation for tomorrow. But essentially, our students seem fairly engaged with this election. I don't think you can go on your phone or, you know, talk to another student on campus without potentially bringing up the election at this point.
Shayon, tell me about Boise State.
Yeah, a lot of students at Boise State University are also really engaged, and I believe more than other years. Like Amber said, you can't go on your phone or your computer without seeing something about the election. And in Ada County, we've seen already over 6,000 new young voters from the ages of 18 to 29. And so this is huge. And a lot of them, majority of them, have registered through an online application. So we're seeing like technology play a huge part in this. And so there has been a lot of social media engagement using our hashtag BroncosVote from all different kinds of students, faculty, and staff.
Shayon, give me a sense of what issues are resonating with young voters at Boise State.
I think there's a lot of things right now, and especially in Idaho, I think higher ed is definitely one of the issues, especially going to university. If your university doesn't have any money, then it's hard to participate in good resources. And so this is one thing. I participated with U of I, CWI, ISU, and College of Idaho, I believe, to create a legislative report card that focuses on which legislators supported bills that directly affect higher education in Idaho.
Amber, what are the hot issues at the U of I?
I would definitely agree with Shayon on the higher education impacts of our legislators. As Shayon mentioned, she worked with the University of Idaho and our Associated Students of the University of Idaho, which is our student government, to help publish that document, which is also on our website. So higher education is absolutely a key concern, and the funding for that, especially as we're kind of working through this pandemic, what does that look like and how does that impact the resources of our university? I would say on a larger level, I think all students are pretty concerned about the economy, especially our graduating seniors and our rising seniors, you know, wondering about whether they're going to have jobs available, what that job market is going to look like when they graduate, and how the economy at that point is going to impact them. Environmental protections is a big issue for students here on our campus. We've got a very large College of Natural Resources here, so I think a lot of our students are concerned about policies regarding the environment. I would say human rights is also a concern of many of our students, especially with the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, gaining a lot of speed this summer and into this semester. Students are concerned for their safety, and we've heard that as we're going into Election Day tomorrow. Will they be safe voting at the polls? Will they feel safe after the election results come out, et cetera? And I think on a more local level for us in the in Latah County and in the state of Idaho, a big hot topic for our students is government control and government mandates with the mask mandates, social distancing, things like that. That's been pretty talked about here on campus, with students either being for mask mandates or being against that. So that has been pretty interesting to have conversations about.
Amber, may I ask, what are your plans to listen and watch the returns tomorrow night?
Absolutely. So we are doing a election watch party on campus. We have a large space reserved here at the University of Idaho for students to come and watch in person if they'd like to do that. I will most likely be at the polls until they're closing. We do have a polling location on campus at our Student Recreation Center. So I will be mostly checking in on my phone likely. However, we're encouraging a lot of engagement for students to watch the results from their home and doing giveaways via social media and through our online platforms, which essentially I would say is just safer at this point for students to engage from their homes. However, we do want to offer the in-person engagement in case students want to have a community around them while they're watching the results come in.
Cheyenne, what are your election night plans?
My personal election night plans are to stay at home with my roommates and cook up some nice dinner and relax and watch the results come in.
Are you able to relax and watch those returns?
We are going to try the best as we can because there is a lot of just stress knowing like what officials will be elected. And so we're just going to try and be there for each other. But definitely, I guess I maybe over-exaggerated there if I said relax.
No, I think that's wishful thinking. I think we should take that cue. So good luck with that. I think that's a really good idea. And food sounds like an even better idea. So she is Cheyenne Sheen at Boise State University, and Amber Schneider is at the University of Idaho. Thank you to you both. Thank you for your efforts over the last couple of months and certainly weeks and days. And here we go. Election Day is knocking on the door.
And that was our George Prentice. For the last couple of weeks, Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters has been asking for stories from people casting their ballots for the very first time. So we're going to continue with our theme of young voters right now with two stories from teenagers voting for the very first time. Let's take a listen.
This year is my first year voting in the general election. My name is Joseph Tipisar. I'm 18 years old and I was born in Caldwell, Idaho.
My name is Esther David. I currently live in Moscow, Idaho. I go to school at U of I, but originally I am from Meridian, Idaho. I am 19 years old. This is my first time voting because I turned 18 like right before school started last year. And I was not able to did not care that much about it last year to be able to vote. And I wasn't super interested and involved with the politics and things going around me. I was really busy working like almost full time and being a student.
This year's election to me is high stakes due to the current divide in the country and the government's current response to the pandemic.
I haven't already voted. I am planning on doing so in person on election day. It's a pretty big milestone, I feel like, to vote for the first time, especially in a presidential election.
I voted for the candidate I believed would lead us through the pandemic and help close the divide between the two political parties and change the focus to helping the American people. I casted my ballot in the hopes that there would be change and that I spoke up and gave my opinion on the issues I see in America.
I am a ethnic minority and I'm queer. And so a lot of these civil rights issues, like LGBTQ issues and minority issues, are really important to me. I'm voting for Joe Biden in this election. I am registered independent and I am a moderate. I would consider myself moderate on the political spectrum. But I personally do not think Donald Trump has been an effective president, and the issues that are most important to me.
Casting a ballot, at least for me, is more than just filling in a bubble and turning it in. It means speaking up and voting for the change I wanted to see and what other people may have wanted to see in the country. It's about making your voice heard, and voting to me is the best way to do that. And if you vote, your voice was heard, and you had your say in the policies and the laws in the country that are going to affect you the most.
I'm really glad that there's been a lot of people voting this election, and I'm really glad to be able to be making a difference and having this be my first time voting in a really significant event, I think, in American history.
And thanks to Boise State Public Radio News Director Sasha Woodruff for that piece. If you have a story about voting for the very first time in 2020, we would still love to hear from you. Download the Boise State Public Radio app and use the Talk to Us feature. Send us a radio quality message, and we may just use it on the air. More Idaho Matters coming up next.